This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We begin with Governor Pritzker weighing in, but only lightly, on Mayor Brandon Johnson's effort to oust Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Governor Pritzker first tried to duck the question, saying the standoff between the school's chief and the mayor was a personnel matter among them and the school board. But when pressed, he did acknowledge the ongoing contract talks make this an inopportune time.
I mean, if you're asking for just a general observation, that's my observation. That seems challenging to change out the players in the middle of a negotiation. But having said that, I mean, it is the prerogative of the Board of Education and the mayor to make a recommendation to them. So we'll have to see what comes of that.
But at an unrelated event in Humboldt Park, the governor said he agrees with all sides who say the state should be contributing more to cash-strapped school districts like Chicago.
To be clear, I would like to put more money into our education system. I think we all have acknowledged, I mean, just by virtue of our following the evidence-based funding model, that we are not funding properly.
The challenge, he says, is where to find the revenue and balance the budget. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A former Gary, Indiana police commander will stay behind bars as he awaits trial after prosecutors say he likely had more victims.
52-year-old former commander James Bond was arrested last week for allegedly enticing a 17-year-old to send him sexually explicit photos in July while the teen was an intern. Investigators say they've learned through a tip line that a second intern victim sent Bond explicit content in 2023 and that Bond groped a 13. Both cases are under investigation. Prosecutors ordered Bond detained pending trial. He's facing child exploitation and pornography charges. Bond's case is scheduled for trial in November. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The latest now in a controversy in South Suburban Dalton, where the mayor and the Thornton Township Supervisor, Tiffany Henyard, faced off with trustees and neighbors over budget issues. Henyard says her board has nothing better to do.
This dysfunctional board wants to take it away. That's sad, because they got nothing else to do.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Thornton Township Board, currently operating without a fiscal budget, its trustees are demanding that Henyard, the supervisor, also becomes more transparent with her spending, which encompasses 17 South Suburban communities. Some young people in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood now have a brighter place to play, learn, and grow thanks to an army of volunteers.
Today is our Community Impact Day, where we have nearly all of our employees hit 16 or so organizations here in Chicago and in D.C.
Kim Keck is president and CEO of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. They were busy at the Barreto Union League Boys and Girls Club on the 1200 block of North Washtenaw. Jeremy Murphy is the club's senior director. He says the more than 40 volunteers are getting a lot done.
Decor, bulletin board, decorations, creating words of affirmation on the first and the second floor.
Paint rollers, staplers, glue, sweat, dedication.
Painting of some of the exterior walls on the building.
We know that 80% of what impacts a person's health happens outside of the physician's office. It happens in the community. It happens in their lives. And so that's the kind of giving back we're doing today.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Retail Merchants Association says the so-called swipe fees that banks collect should stop at the product or services cost and not include tax and tip. President and CEO Rob Carr salutes a new state law that exempts tax and tip when credit card companies calculate the fees they collect from businesses.
While this law will provide tangible relief to Illinois families and retailers of all sizes and types, credit card companies have long been opposed to these reforms.
Carr also announced the results of a survey that show about 3/4 of respondents agree with this new law. Efforts to help those applying for affordable housing.
The Accountable Housing and Anti-Discrimination Waitlist Ordinance creates an online portal for affordable housing developers and Chicago residents to connect to help fill the gap of those in need. Alderman Byron Sigcho-Lopez, chairman of the Chicago Committee on Housing and Real Estate, spoke at City Hall.
We have a shortage of 120,000 units of affordable housing throughout the city, and we need to make sure that our systems in place are making it easier for people to find a shelter, to find a home.
Housing advocate Emily Coffey says another aim of the measure is to tackle discrimination.
Housing providers will need to report on their waitlist statistics.
If passed through full city council, the ordinance could go into effect as early as next month. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Grand opening this week for a new mental health clinic on Chicago's South Side.
We've actually been open for a month and a half with a soft opening, and we're already at 50% capacity. So it kind of tells you, it points to the need in the community for this kind of services, for community mental health services.
Nestor Flores is the vice president of behavioral health for Ada S. McKinley, which has opened a new mental health clinic at Insight Hospital, formerly Mercy Hospital.
What you're going to find is really quality of facilities, all brand new furniture, and all of these suites are overlooking the lake. And so everyone's going to have this great experience of feeling supported and safe, and that's what our community deserves.
This is Ada S. McKinley's fourth mental health clinic serving the South Side. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
One of the beauties of baseball is you can see something new anytime at the ballpark. Some 17,000-plus fans hoped for that last night at Guaranteed Rate Field. But the White Sox staved off infamy in a record 121st loss in their 3-2 win over the Angels. It was part of a unique, intense night on the South Side, as Rick Gregg reports.
They don't deserve this.
All White Sox fans are well aware GM Chris Getz's displeasure made known at the ballpark last night. Sell the team chants, loud enough to be heard on the NBC Sports Chicago broadcast. Deafening chants that Getz insists do not fall on deaf ears.
They look to watch the Chicago White Sox as a positive outlet, and we haven't been able to provide, too many positive outcomes throughout this season.
Only 37 of them, and only 21 at home, though ironically that does include last night, a win that some Sox fans hoping they had paid to see record-breaking loss 121 actually booed. Covering the White Sox, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The White Sox ramp up their regular season with two more at home against the Halos and three games this weekend in Detroit. The Cubs and Phillies play the rubber match of their series this evening at 5:05 from Philadelphia. You can catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. The Bears were back to work at Halas Hall in preparation for Sunday's game with the Rams. Veteran wide receiver Keenan Allen was back practicing in a limited fashion while managing plantar fasciitis. Right tackle Darnell Wright was sidelined with a back issue. Kickoff between the Bears and Rams comes at noon Sunday from Soldier Field. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris M of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the Rialto Theater in Joliet preparing to reopen following a closure due to concerns about asbestos removal.
The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency raised those concerns, and according to a spokesperson for the Rialto, the theater is working closely with the IEPA on a cleanup plan, which will allow the Rialto to reopen on October 22nd. The spokesperson also says the majority of recent tests of the air in the theater and other areas of the building detected no asbestos, with just two tests detecting one strand of asbestos. The ongoing cleanup prompted the cancellation of some shows at the theater, and several others are being rescheduled, including Wheel of Fortune Live, Matt Frazier, and the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the season's winding down for the Cubs, but already the team says tickets go on sale tomorrow for next year's big team convention, the Cubs convention. It will take place the weekend of January 17th at the Sheraton. Weekend passes are $125. And include access to 3 days of the festivities. Passes for children ages 3 to 10 are available at a discounted rate of $100. Topping our news this half hour, the owner of a trucking company will spend years behind bars for his role in a Mexico to Chicago drug pipeline. Here's WBBM's Terry Ketchner.
44-year-old Jose Farias, who owned a trucking company in Texas and lived in Mexico, has been given a 25-year prison sentence. Prosecutors say in 2015 and 2016, Farias arranged with truck drivers to transport narcotics to the Chicago area, hidden in the hollowed-out wheel axles of tractor trailers. Farias' drug trafficking organization used warehouses in Naperville and Sugar Grove, as well as an abandoned auto lot in Chicago's West Garfield Park neighborhood and an auto repair shop in Shanahan. Heroin, cocaine, and more than $630,000 in cash were seized from those locations. During Farias' sentencing, prosecutors said the drugs he sold fueled addiction, tore apart families, and decimated communities. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police preparing to set up at a Little Village High School tomorrow. It's all part of an initiative to help people who need assistance following a string of violence there. Today, they're talking about the help they'll be providing. WBBM's Andy Dane, live on the newsline from Chicago Police Headquarters, with that story.
Now, Alicia, for the third time this year, Chicago Police will open this Emergency Assistance Center tomorrow. This time, it'll be inside Farragut Career Academy. It comes days after one person was killed, six others wounded when gunfire rang out at a prayer vigil in Little Village. Director of Community Policing, Gren Brooks, telling reporters all types of resources will be on hand for victims, survivors, or witnesses to that or other shootings in Chicago. Those resources will include everything from domestic violence and crime victim compensation services to therapy dogs. Brooks calls the center a critical way to connect with the community, provide the proper help, and possibly solve and prevent crime moving forward. Tomorrow's open house will run from 4 to 7 p.m. Live at Chicago Police Headquarters, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.